Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
In Catch the Wave by Stephen Cole, you will experience the thrill of Holy Spirit-empowered ministry. Engineer, teacher, author Stephen Cole will guide you with an engineer's precision through a powerful teaching on the ministry and gifts of the Holy Spirit. Practical and easy to understand, Catch the Wave will introduce you to the Holy Spirit in a way that makes him real and personal. Stephen has spent 25 years as an instrumentation engineer at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory. He also has been a Holy Spirit-filled believer since early in 1967 and a student of the Bible. Stephen Cole, author of Catch the Wave, Experienced the Thrill of Spirit-Empowered Living, is back with us on This Week in America. Stephen, welcome back. Always a pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you for joining us.
It's my pleasure.
Looking forward to continuing our conversation on the book Catch the Wave, the book available, by the way, wherever books are sold. Stephen's website is holyspiritwave.net. We've got that on the internet, so you can go there to our website and be able to order it directly. What inspired you to write Catch the Wave, and how did the Holy Spirit guide you through this process?
Well, I became saved just before the Jesus People Revolution, and during that revolution, I heard a lot of people talking and teaching about the Holy Spirit, but that had died out quite a while after.
Yes.
And I looked around, and I had been doing a Holy Spirit seminar at my rather large church in Covina, California, and I was asked to make a videotape of it when I stopped doing the monthly teachings. It was about a two-hour teaching once a month. And rather than putting it in a videotape format, I decided to write a book. So I just took the information that I had been teaching in the seminar and put it directly into a book. The difference is the first chapter is my testimony as an introduction to the audience, as an introduction to the reader.
Ah, interesting.
And that's how it came about.
And the book is Catch the Wave. It's available wherever books are sold, and Stephen's website is holyspiritwave.net. What does the wave symbolize, and how can believers recognize when the Holy Spirit is actually moving in their own lives?
Well, Catch the Wave was actually stolen from the pastor's wife. She had a Catch the Wave ladies group that she was teaching, and as soon as I heard that name, it rang in my spirit.
Yes.
So I preempted the name for the seminars, and it obviously became a name in the book. She changed the name of her seminars of teachings to Ladies Wave, which is more descriptive.
Well, yes, but I love Catch the Wave. That really is symbolic, isn't it? I mean, it really sort of captures the essence of the book.
Yeah, there are two things that are really important if people are going to experience the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. First of all, it's being able to hear God's voice, and that's the last chapter of the book and one of the most important chapters. The second thing you need to do is have the courage to speak, have the courage to act on what God tells you to do. If you haven't got that, it unfortunately it's not going to happen.
How difficult is it to learn to hear the voice? I'm thinking, are there people that hear the voice and really ignore it because they don't understand what's happening?
Definitely. In fact, I think that's the problem with the majority of spirit-filled Christians. They want to hear God's voice, but when it happens, they don't understand it. And there's a passage in the Old Testament that talks about Elijah fleeing from the wrath of the queen who wants to kill him because he just assassinated a bunch of priests of Baal and Ashtaroth. Mm. And God tells him to stand at the opening of a cave in the mountain. He does that, and along comes all these horrible things, a fire, hailstorm, thunderstorm, lightning, all sorts of things. And the commentator says God's voice is not in any of these things. But at the very end, the commentator says, along came a still small voice. And by implication, that still small voice is the voice of God. So if we're going to hear God's voice, we have to be still to hear it. We have to shut out the concerns of our workaday week, of the burdens that we're under as a part of this society, whatever it is. And I think that's why prophecies and words of knowledge tend to come, and body ministry too, tend to come at the end or in the middle of worship. Because it's in the worship that that inner voice is quieted and our attention
oh, yes.
is placed on God. And one of the things I've found is that if you hear a voice that sounds like the voice of your, that's probably the voice of God. But if you're not sure, ask. And God will find some way to confirm to you that it's his voice. What happened to me is when I started to prophesy, I hear something, and I thought, this is probably God's voice. God, is this you? And if it was, my teeth would tingle. Now, I don't know physiologically how teeth could possibly tingle.
Yes.
But my teeth would tingle. And if it wasn't God, my teeth would not tingle. So when my teeth would tingle, I'd go ahead and do or say whatever it was that God wanted me to do. And I learned to recognize the unique timbre of the voice of God. And I blow it from time to time. I'm not perfect. But when I do, I go back to God and say, boy, I really missed that, Father, and I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I repent. Please speak to me again. And he will. But when we blow it, when we fail to comprehend God's voice, if we don't do that, soon God stops talking to us because we don't do anything with what he tells us.
Yeah, non-responsive, yes.
That's right. So it's really important, if you really want to hear God's voice, a thought pops into your head that might be God. If you're not sure, you haven't learned the timbre of his voice yet, ask. He will find some way to communicate to you that it's him. But then it becomes your responsibility to carry out that thought, to do whatever it is God wants you to do. When I started prophesying, instead of giving me the entire message, he would give me half a sentence. And I had to be courageous enough to speak what God gave me to speak, trusting him that he wouldn't leave me hanging. And that's the second part of what's necessary if we're going to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. Courage. Having the internal fortitude to stand up and do what God wants you to do, even if it's distracting, even if it's not popular, even if it may be embarrassing to you. If we step out and do it, God will come through, and he might even perform a miracle right in front of your face.
Stephen Cole is our guest on the program. We're talking about his book, Catch the Wave, the book available wherever books are sold. His website is holyspiritwave.net. A lot of great information during the course of the conversation, and of course, much more in reading the book, Catch the Wave. We're in the holiday season now, just past Thanksgiving into Christmas, into the new year. During this Thanksgiving period, and I'll say period because this extends out for a couple of weeks, how does cultivating gratitude open the heart to deepen spiritual healing, spiritual leading? Is this a good time for that?
Yes, definitely. Because it draws our attention to God, naturally.
Yes.
We look at the past year, and when difficulties resolve themselves automatically, it's the hand of God in our lives. Because he's promised to do that. If we trust him, he'll give us peace. And when we experience that peace, we need to go to him and thank him for it.
Can you give maybe a personal example of where gratitude on your part led to a breakthrough or clear direction from God? What stands out in your mind as one of those times when you received this message based on gratitude?
Well, I'm financing the publication of the book, and it's not only the publication, but putting it out in the public so that the public will see it and understand the possibilities of the material in the book. And that's an expensive process. But God has provided the funds. And I was praying about a fairly large expense connected to that, and God says, do it. And I said, but, and he says, do it. I said, yes, sir, and I did it.
He doesn't want to hear buts, does he?
No, he doesn't.
He wants action. That's incredible. Yeah. That happened, and by you being receptive and responding to that, Stephen Cole, our guest on the program, we're talking about gratitude over the Thanksgiving period, and we should have gratitude all year. How does the message of Catch the Wave connect to now this time of the year, the hope, the renewal, the spiritual gift? We all celebrate at Christmas time.
What I present in the book is the possibility of connecting with the Holy Spirit. The first chapter is my experience,
yes,
my testimony. The second chapter is how Jesus did miracles. And people assume Jesus is God, God does miracles, Jesus does miracles, but that's not the way it worked. Jesus did miracles because he was a willing human being connected to God by the Holy Spirit, who did what God asked him to do. And sometimes it was raising a guy from the dead. And sometimes it was healing a soldier's slave over long distance. Sometimes it was a woman who touched the hem of his garment was healed instantly without his even knowing that she was there. He had to say, okay, who touched me? And he's in the middle of a crowd, and his disciples say, what do you mean, who touched you? But Jesus felt the flow of power through him, through the Holy Spirit. And he knew that somebody touched him in a special way, and he wanted to find out what the circumstances was, what happened. Does that help?
Yes, it does. I'm just trying to take all of this in, and there is so much information. And as Stephen is doing in our conversation, it's all presented in Catch the Wave and an easy-to-understand format. It's broken down. It's right there for you to read and to implement in your life. And the book is available. I'll give you Stephen's website, holyspiritwave.net, but it's available wherever books are sold. In what ways is the Holy Spirit a continuation of God's gift to us through Christ, especially during this holiday season?
Well, it's not especially during the holiday season. It's year long.
Okay.
God wants the Holy Spirit to be part of our lives throughout the entire year, not just at Christmas time or Thanksgiving. And one of the points I'd like to make about the book is it's based on Scripture, not human experience. The first chapter, obviously, is my human experience.
Yes.
But the rest of the book is based on or collaborated by Scripture. It's not just, well, this person did this and heard that and, you know, this happened. But it's, this is what the Bible says about the power of the Holy Spirit. And it's available to you because the Bible says so. And as you learn to deal with it, recognize it in your life, and take God up on his offer to partner with you in doing miracles, then miracles happen. Wondrous things can happen.
How can families, and they're all usually together during this time of the year, how can families apply the principles in your book, Catch the Wave, to create a more spirit-led, Christ-centered atmosphere, not only during this holiday season, but year-round. How do families go about this? How can people go about starting this?
Well, you can talk to your family members about anxieties they feel, fears, and talk about what it means to trust God. If we trust God in the difficult things in life, He promises to give us peace. And my life is run by peace nowadays, because I have learned that lesson to trust God with everything, from finding a parking place at Costco to whatever, to when God speaks to me during a message, during the sermon on Sunday, and He wants me to communicate something to the congregation, learning to trust Him and do that. If we can encourage our family members to have a real relationship with God and learn to trust Him about the difficult things in life, then we are imparting peace to them through God. We're teaching them how to turn on God's peace in their lives and not be anxious about anything.
You know, I can sense
all things to trust God.
I can sense that calmness in your voice as we're talking here. Was that something that just happened when you started opening yourself up to the Holy Spirit? I didn't know you before this, so I can't compare. But boy, it's like he really is calm and relaxed and enjoying life, I think.
I have been a believer for 57 years, spirit-filled. And it's taken me the majority of that to learn to trust God in every way with everything. I would lose my job, and I would be miserable for a couple weeks while sending out resumes to everybody I think of.
Yes.
And I have learned over the years to bring my problems to God in prayer and trust Him for the outcome. And He always, always comes through. And as in terms of finding work, you know, they say career planning is an oxymoron because it never really happens. When you're out of a job, the main thing you need is another job to pay for food and electricity and minor details like that. So you're not concerned about planning your future. But as I look back over my work career, it's one job led to another job with a higher level of responsibility, a higher level of technical requirements of technical expertise, which led to another job, even higher requirement for expertise, and so on. And in each job, I learned stuff, the requirements for the next job. I wasn't doing career planning. God was.
Yes.
And as I trusted Him to provide my work, I started out as a test technician, straight out of junior college, and I ended up a senior instrumentation systems engineer, JPL. And that was my dream job.
And he got you there.
Even when I was forcibly retired, because I wasn't getting along well with my supervisor, frankly, that was the hand of God, because I never handled stress well. And God removed that stress. It was God's blessing that I retired at the time that I did. If we can teach our children, our relatives, how to trust God and rely upon Him and bathe everything in prayer, then their lives would be a lot better and they'll be more peaceful. they'll be more equipped to handle the inevitable disasters of life.
And they do come at us. And again, I go back to the way you sound now, the serenity that you have, and it's like, okay, bring it on. Stephen's ready for it. And you didn't get there overnight, but you got there, and you can hear the results now, and you can read the results in his book, Catch the Wave, by Stephen Cole. His website is holyspiritwave.net. Do you have any transformational stories, feedback possibly from people who have read the book, been touched by your message, maybe those that have received the message in church when you were teaching it?
I didn't normally get a lot of feedback, unfortunately. It would have helped in the early days in particular.
Yes.
But my mind goes back to one guy. He kept hearing this voice in his head, and he thought he was becoming schizophrenic. And then he took my class, and he discovered that that was the voice of God. And it changed his life.
Amazing.
He became one of the two people that I handed the ministry over to when I stopped doing the seminars, for him to do whatever he wished with it. Because I knew he'd been to almost every seminar that I gave in 3 years. Because he was so overwhelmed by the fact that this voice that he heard, that he thought he was going crazy over because of, is the voice of God. And he acted on the voice of God, and miracles happened.
Amazing story, and there is so much contained in the book, Catch the Wave. Again, I keep emphasizing it's easy to read, it's doable action on your part. The book's available wherever books are sold and at holyspiritwave.net. That's Stephen's website. A few minutes left in the program. What's the one key message maybe you want listeners to take away as they hear our conversation today and take away from your book, Catch the Wave? Especially going into the new year, this is a good time. We all make resolutions. This is a good time to read something from Stephen and follow it up in 2026.
What I want to communicate more than anything else is the possibility is there. It's provided by God. It's not my doing. It's not the pastor's doing. It's not the church's doing. It's God's doing. The possibility is there before them. And it's simple and plain. And all you have to do is know a minimal number of things, which I talk about in the book, and they can do it too. It's not Benny Hinn or some name TV evangelist.
Yes.
Who can perform miracles and pray for the sick and see them recover or whatever. It's every single believer, if they'll take God up on what he's offering, they can do it too. It's simple. It's laid out in Scripture. And I take people to the Scriptures where it's laid out. And the hardest thing for me to do in closing the book was encourage people to develop the internal fortitude it took to take God at his word and do what God is asking them to do.
And we see the results in Stephen and in what he's talking about and how he's been able to help people with Catch the Wave. You've got a great way of communicating with people, whether it's in person in a conversation like this or writing the book. Are you working at any ideas for another book?
I'm now 77, so I have no plans for another book. This is it.
Well, I tell you, 77, when the Holy Spirit speaks to you, you may decide, you know, there could be a follow-up to this. You're still a young guy, so you can be out there and helping people if you've done with this book. Stephen, it is always a pleasure. The book is Catch the Wave, and again, it's all laid out, backed up by Scripture. The book is available wherever books are sold. I'll direct you to his website, holyspiritwave.net. You can go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, any of the usual places. And my thanks to Authors Perspective Press, a forward-thinking hybrid publishing company at the nexus of innovation and strategy, dedicated to guiding authors through the intricate landscape of publishing and marketing, authorsperspectivepress.com. I thank them for their assistance in setting up today's program. Steve, it is always a pleasure. Continued success, continued calmness. I love that. So it's calm after I talk to you. I always feel much better when we get done talking. Thank you for being with us on. Thank you for being with us on the program.
May God bless you.
You as well, Stephen. Thank you so much. You're listening to This Week in America, and we are back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.